another 5 Minute Mystery.
Yet, Evans?
Oh, hello, Dr. Howard. No, I've been having him called steadily for the past half hour.
Oh, that's strange.
Dr. Howard, I'm worried. Something's wrong, I'm sure.
I'm afraid you're right. Well, we'll wait till Miss Wayne reports. She's out looking on every floor for him. Maybe she... Oh, here she is now.
Not a sign of him. Dr. Howard, you don't suppose he's gone to pieces over that operation this morning and gone off somewhere?
I hardly think so. Wasn't his fault. No doctor on earth could have worked fast enough to save her.
Main office, Evans speaking.
Dr. Parker? He's what? Good heavens, yes, yes, I'll call right away.
What is it?
That was the sixth floor calling. They just found Dr. Parker in room 610. He's committed suicide.
And as soon as they found him, we called you right away, Inspector.
I see.
Dr. Parker taking his own life. I just can't believe it.
You say this is the room of the patient he operated on this morning?
Yes, Inspector. Floor nurses hadn't thought of looking in here since then. It was only when chloroform was smelled that she investigated.
And she walked in and found the doctor stretched out there with that chloroform towel over his face.
Everyone in the hospital will be very upset about this. It's a terrible tragedy. Dr. Parker had been quite worn out lately, Inspector. All of those who worked closest with him noticed him, though I fear suicide had never entered our minds.
I wonder if it was suicide.
What do you mean, Inspector?
It's just that it's all a little dramatic for a suicide. Why should he pick the room of a patient he'd lost a few hours before to stage his departure from the world?
I guess that is a little melodramatic, come to think of it.
For a suicide, yes, but not for a murder.
Murder? But that is impossible.
Oh, it's possible, Dr. Howard. Never eliminate that.
Oh, Inspector, murder is even too terrible to think of. Besides, why would Dr. Parker have asked for that chloroform this noon if he hadn't intended to use it?
What's that? He asked for some?
Yes, he asked me to get it for him.
What did he say he wanted it for?
I didn't question him, Inspector.
When did all of this happen?
Dr. Parker came up to my office for it a little after 12.
Then he came up here, put the chloroform on this towel, and ended the whole thing.
Very simple, isn't it? In fact, I might say it's a little too simple.
Too simple? Why, what do you mean, Inspector?
Just what I said, Miss Wayne. It's too simple and too improbable. So improbable, in fact, that I'm holding you for the murder of Dr. Parker.
Why did the inspector arrest Miss Wayne for murder? Do you know the clue? In a moment, we'll hear, but first...
wasn't until I remembered one unusual thing about chloroform that I knew it couldn't have been suicide. It may interest you to know that chloroform evaporates very fast. So fast that someone would have had to sit over the doctor and keep administering more to make death certain. And that someone was you, Miss Wayne. If he'd soaked the handkerchief himself, it would have evaporated before he had enough to kill him.
another 5-Minute Mystery.
Bought the boat, Martin. I want you to be the first one to sail with me.
What do you know about sailing, anyway?
I bought the boat for just one sail. After that, it can rot on the beach.
Well, that's quite an expensive swim, Hendricks.
Not very, Martin. I rather count it on a day like this. It all fits very neatly into my plan.
What in the devil are you talking about?
I'm afraid you'll think me quite mad, Martin. But it's rather important that I kill you.
Hendricks, stop this absurd talk. I'm going back to the city immediately.
You might as well know that I've robbed you of every penny you have. I can't afford to have you tell that information to the police. As you would, eventually.
Good heavens, man. Do you know what you're doing?
Very clear, Martin.
Come here. Let go of me.
Thanks for everything, Martin. The partnership is dissolved.
We found the body, all right, Mr. Hendricks. Tide washed it in on the beach about 4 miles from here. From the looks of it, the body must have been in the water about 5 hours.
Yes, that's just about the time it happened, Inspector.
How come you went out on such a rough day?
Well, Martin knew that I bought a new boat. And he insisted upon being the first to sail in it. I had some doubts about taking the boat out with such a strong sea running, but Martin knew I could handle a boat, so we decided to take a chance.
A man would have to be a pretty good sailor to go out in that stuff.
I've won several sailing competitions, Inspector.
What happened after you got the boat out, Mr. Hendricks?
Boat handled very well for the first 20 minutes. Martin was taking care of the rudder, while I was up in the front of the boat. The force of the wind was leaning us over to the right, so I went over to the left side of the boat to try to balance it.
Did you get it on an even keel?
Yes, I straightened it out all right. Things seemed to be going well when all of a sudden I heard a yell from Martin. He'd let go of the small sail, and it was swinging wild. I ran to the back of the boat to try and get it, but before I could reach back there, the sail swung around hard and smacked Martin on the head. It practically lifted him off his feet, and the next thing I knew, he was in the water.
Couldn't you save him?
No, he must have been knocked unconscious by the sail as his head was down in the water. I was going to jump in, but the boat was carried away too quickly, and I lost sight of him. I tried to turn around and find him, but I was too late.
It must have been a tragic moment for you.
Yes, Inspector. Martin was my best friend.
You, Mr. Hendricks, were his worst enemy. I'm arresting you for murder.
What flaw did the inspector find in Hendricks' story? In just a moment, we'll know, but first...
Inspector. It was an accident.
Murder is never accidental, Mr. Hendricks. For a man who claims to be such an expert sailor, you show an amazing reluctance to use nautical terms when describing your boat. Most sailors, including amateurs, use the words starboard, port, aft, astern, bow. Only a landlubber uses the words right, left, back, and front when describing a ship.
But it's not a law.
Come, Mr. Hendricks. You're not one to be speaking of laws. You've broken the most important one. There's only one universal word I can use. Murder.